Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's your Superior Livestock Bighorn Classic for 2024, live from the Ramada Plaza Hotel in Sheridan, Wyoming. It'll be the 19th through the 23rd of August. The entire week, they'll be offering 212,709 head of cattle. If you want more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Sale time each day, 8 a.m. Central Time. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for all the details of the Bighorn Classic.
What are you doing? Hurry up.
I'm coming.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Come on, they're waiting for us.
One in five children still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. Visit TobaccoStopsWithMe.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Well, Terry Stewart Forrest, a fifth-generation Oklahoma who owns and manages the state's oldest and most continuous family-operated ranch, was inducted into the Agriculture Hall of Fame during the 40th annual OCA Ranch Rodeo this past weekend. I had the opportunity to catch up with Terry Forrest at the OCA Ranch Rodeo to talk about this special honor.
Yes, ma'am. It is truly humbling. I am so honored. Was not expecting this in any way, shape, or form, and I got choked up.
Well, you had a lot of amazing folks saying great things, but tell us a little bit about your legacy for folks that may not know you.
Our ranch is the oldest ranch in the state of Oklahoma under continuous family ownership, 1868, and my family has a tremendous responsibility to carry on. My sons and my grandchildren are very involved, and legacy is very important to us, and I think Robert and Clay and I, one of our mission's goals is to leave this where the next generation can come home should they want to, and we've accomplished that.
Well, you talked a little about your family, and I've seen pictures of your kiddos and your grandkids. Talk a little bit about the legacy that you're hoping to leave them.
Well, I think it's really important, at least for my boys and I, that we have that ranch in a position where I said the grandkids could come home. And we have done that, and they may not want to, and that's fine too. But I think leaving that legacy, letting them know how important that legacy is, heritage, tradition. I mean, we have a lot of broad shoulders to stand on, and I think that if we can ingrain that responsibility into that commitment into our grandkids, then we'll be in good shape.
Other big winners from the ranch rodeo coming in third was the Lazy Rafter Slash Ranch. Second place was the Whitmire Sumner Ranches. And the 2024 Ranch Rodeo Champions went to Dobby 3C Ranches. So once again, congratulations to all those cowboys and cowgirls that fought hard in the 2024 Ranch Rodeo. Well, the National FFA organization has named the finalist in the 45 agricultural proficiency categories, and Oklahoma FFA has taken the second most finalist slots of any other state in the U.S., only behind Ohio, who has secured 20. Other states with the most finalists include California with 18, Georgia with 17, and Texas with 15. National champions in each category will be announced during the 2024 National FFA Convention, coming up October the 23rd through the 26th in Indianapolis. Oklahoma has the distinction of having the two chapters in the U.S. with the most finalists, that being Hydro Eakley with 8 finalists and also Stillwater FFA with 4. Once again, the champions will be announced October the 23rd through the 26th. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.